Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Open your hearts, loosen your butts. It's time for couples therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new Jubu. They gon' talk about it, yeah, you are invited, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's couples therapy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Naomi.
My name is Andy.
And we're a real-life couple.
A real-life couple of comedians.
And on Couples Therapy, we answer a couple of different questions from a couple of different listeners. Hello.
How was everyone's holidays?
Boxing Day. Hot new Boxing Day app just dropped.
This is after Boxing Day. Is this not?
No, this is the 26th.
Oh, God. Is that what today is?
No.
I know the day
when they listen
this is
to
dropping,
it,
but
it drops
that's what
the 26th.
For some reason, I am completely discombobulated. Utterly discombobulated.
Well, this is the thing. I'm going to tell you guys right now. You know, you're getting this episode, and that is by the grace of Andrew Bickerman. Okay? Because you know me. I shut it down. I say, no episode the week of Christmas. No. And Andy says, no, we gotta give the people what they need, what they want. And so here we are with an episode for you guys.
We have to.
Because 'tis the season.
Naomi, as a avid podcast listener, as an avid podcast listener, you know, when shows go dark for certain weeks, there really is a feeling of bereftness.
You go dark.
Yes.
When the shows go dark, you go dark.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for punching that up.
Okay. So that's why.
Because I empathize.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this about me, Naomi. I'm very empathetic.
Absolutely. You tell me nonstop how empathetic you are.
Like, how many times a day? I don't know. 10, 12?
No, I mean, you're totally right in having EPs, because this is a time of the year where, you know, there's not only a lot of travel, so you got time to kill in airports, on cars, on buses, okay, planes, trains, automobiles. But then also, you know, you may need to have a getaway from a large group of people, and you might just want to sit in a quiet room or take too long in a bathroom listening to something just to get a moment's peace.
My parents, when I was younger, thought there was like, Andy, do you have IBS? What's going on? And I'm just like trying to escape, and it's the only place I can escape to.
Oh my gosh.
That reminds me, we have a comment. Do you remember the bonus episode we did with Danny Pellegrino about
Absolutely.
The holidays?
I think about it every day.
There was a question there about what do you do about your shitty relatives. That wasn't the exact question. I think we, because it was a sponsored episode, I think maybe we weren't as vulgar.
Andy had to rein it in. All right, really Andy did have to rein it in. It was like Nordstrom does not need that energy.
No, I did cut. we did cut some stuff. But anyway, the point is that we had some thoughts about how to deal with these relatives. You know, mm-hmm. whatever level of shittiness your relatives are.
Right, and the fact that you're in an enclosed space and you can't just get away.
Yeah.
How do you engage without engaging?
So a listener called in and had this to say.
Hi. So this is a piece of advice referencing the pissy response to people who get in your business at the holidays. It mainly helps in a religious household, but if you say in God's timing or if it's God's will, then if they say that anything is wrong with your life as it currently is, they either have to admit that their perfect God's plan is bad, or that their God is not omnipresent, all-powerful, omniscient. And both of those just really ruin their whole life philosophy, and doesn't start a fight. So good luck, everyone.
Okay.
So that only works with religious folks. But
right, but it's a good
there
one.
There are a lot of religious folks out there. So yeah. You just have to say, what is it? If it's God's will.
In God's time.
In God's time.
Is your God an awesome God?
Uh-huh.
Well, then leave me alone.
Is he infallible?
So I hear.
That's what I heard.
Well, then.
You got a couple of infallibles. You got the Pope. You got the Holy Trinity, I suppose. I mean, I don't believe any of this shit, but I'm saying... I apologize.
And do you see why we had to do so much editing for Nordstrom? You hear his ass?
The fucking Pope's infallible ass. His fucking infallible mitre and shit.
Oh my God, you need to quit. You know what? Because it's still the holiday season, yes, Hanukkah has passed, Christmas has passed, but you know today... You know, tonight's the first night of Kwanzaa. And I think we should just take a moment to acknowledge. You guys, I found this old poem I wrote.
Poem?
I found an old poem I wrote, and I thought I would just share it here in the introduction to Couples Therapy. Because I said, if we do it a holiday episode, I'm going to say whatever I want.
This comes from our own homegrown William Butler Yeats, Naomi Ekperigin.
'Twas the night before Kwanzaa and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring because it was Christmas and everybody was tired from opening presents. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. About the holiday invented in 1968, not a person seemed to care. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of a post-racial America danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my head wrap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the stoop there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew with a flash to open the curtains and threw up the sash. I must admit I had a hint of trepidation, though I was certain my area had been saved by gentrification. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below. I cannot tell you how I didn't believe what I saw. It was a miniature Kanara and the Kikumbe Cha Umoja. So that's just a little Kwanzaa poem that I hope you'll just carry with you in your hearts and souls.
Put that up on TikTok, Naomi.
Thank you so much. You know, I was really, you know, I have a lot of things from my like old school blogging days that should I bring them back, I would be a TikTok sensation. You know what I mean? But I've always been ahead of my time. I've always been ahead of my time, Andrew.
Anyway, TikTok needs you.
TikTok needs me.
TikTok needs you.
TikTok needs 'Twas the Night Before Kwanzaa. Don't we all?
This country. Sorry, that was a total non sequitur.
Did you think it was beautiful?
It was. Naomi, did you hear me laughing? I had to stifle my laughter because I didn't want to ruin your beautiful poem.
You could never ruin a poem with laughter.
Naomi, I mean, put that up there. I don't know who wrote the original, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Was that a Chuck Dickens classic?
Chucky D. Yeah. I
don't know who wrote it.
I assume that's like what the rapper Chuck D was hearkening to Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens, yeah,
that's
of course.
What I assumed. He's like, okay, what's the vibe?
Well, yeah, don't you remember the Public Enemy album Black Expectations?
I do recall. Every song was fire. Right. No skips on Black Expectations. Speaking of this country being trash and Black Expectations, didn't we get a little comment?
Yes, this is where I was heading. Now, Naomi, I don't know if I said this on the classic feed, which is what we're calling this feed, classic. Or the page.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about where are we going to flee when dystopia really settles in here.
Right.
What country are we fleeing to? New Zealand with all the billionaires?
Yeah, I've been watching Broken Wood Mysteries, and it is idyllic. It looks idyllic. They've got a lot of natural fresh water.
Mm-hmm. You know, we watch, of course, House Hunters International all the time and are scoping out where we're going to go. Prague, is that going to be okay?
Everyone's in Wroclaw, Poland, you guys. We're on like an Eastern Europe season.
Season 114 seems to be, it's either Budapest or Poland.
Yeah, and it's just like literally 15 episodes all in the same place. And people are setting up shop in Wroclaw, which I know is not even how you pronounce it, but I can't pronounce it.
But, you know, we have many times looked up how much does a houseboat in Amsterdam cost.
Yeah.
And we said it at some point, I know, because a listener wrote in who lives in Amsterdam.
Oh, okay. Okay, international.
And they said this, while listening to the latest episode, I don't remember when that is, but I don't remember when this came in, so I don't know which episode.
Yeah.
I heard you mention a possible move to Amsterdam one day. It's a dream, but yes. My husband and I moved from California to Amsterdam nearly 5 years ago, and it's been really wonderful in so many ways. It's much more affordable than San Francisco. I feel safe here all the time.
Wow.
What a fucking game changer. Right. There's no tech bros around. No, no predatory sociopathic tech bros wandering around. A real work-life balance actually exists.
Well, that's why people keep moving on House Hunters International.
Because
they want that balance.
Life
They're
balance.
Like, all we do is work, and now we want to be about our family.
Yeah. And we've had more opportunities to travel around Europe.
Right.
However, there's always a however.
Mm-hmm.
The way COVID is handled here would totally stress you out. The government didn't tell people to wear masks until December. Yes, December 2020. Because I think that happened here too, didn't it?
No. It was sooner.
But it was like cloth masks.
Sure.
How did we not get it?
Focus on the letter.
Sorry.
Focus on the letter. I thought we'd almost get through a whole intro without talking about COVID.
Knowing what we know now.
Couldn't do it.
Because they thought social distancing would work out better if we were maskless. And then there's a series of question marks and exclamation marks behind that. If you start off the pandemic with a massive flub like that, people are going to lose all respect for any subsequent rules or regulations. No one ever wears masks. No one stays home when they're sick. And hardly anyone tests themselves, even though tests cost only 50 cents.
Jeez. What?
In 2021, they had a Donson Met Janssen campaign, which meant if you got your J&J shot, you were allowed to go clubbing that night. In short, it's been a real shit show, and because I know you guys care so much about COVID safety, I want to write to let you know. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, and then I don't know if they want their name. So thank you to that listener. So I don't know, but if we got a houseboat, we could just, you know, tool around in the water.
Be on the canals, avoid everyone, is what you're saying? Well, this really took the wind out of my sails for a holiday episode, you know, and I also said I thought we could go through one intro without talking about the cocoa, but we couldn't, babe.
Yeah.
We couldn't, Andy. That's not good.
I said on Instagram, this is now 30% of my identity.
Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad.
But you know what's good, Naomi?
What?
We have videos we put up on the Patreon.
Hello.
For sale for anyone. You don't even have to be part of the Patreon to get these.
Yeah, you can just download that video, baby.
Yes, Squeeze getting chemotherapy every 3 weeks, and we're like, oh. So we put up the video for Mabel's chemotherapy online show.
Yes.
Which had Lacey and Io and Brian Safi on it. And we also put up the video for today's episode, the live show.
Which again features Lacey. We're obsessed with her. We're obsessed with her, I just realized.
Yes. Well, you know, we're like, who's our favorites?
Who's funny? Who never misses? This show was for the couples therapy 5th anniversary.
Yes. So if you go to patreon.com/couplestherapypod, first of all, you can sign up for the Patreon if you'd like to. And there's a free level too.
Hello. So you can just come hang out. Just join us.
You can get the videos just for $3 each.
$3. $3 in a live show. Come on. In this economy?
Each one about 90 minutes.
That's a good time.
Come on. What are you going to get for $3, 90 minutes of quality content?
That's not even a movie matinee in a small town in 1993. Okay? Yeah. Not even that.
Yeah.
Not even.
Now, speaking of the live show we're putting out today, the 5th anniversary that we taped over the summer.
What a time to be alive. I'll never forget July 7th. All right? Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that night.
6 months before your birthday? Is that 6 months? July?
Five.
At Permanent Records Roadhouse.
Yes, an outdoor venue. Our wonderful guests were Shantira Jackson, Nori Reed, Lacey Mosley Natch, and Paul Scheer. I mean, this is a cavalcade of stars. We had people who we love, people who we knew, you know, they all been on the show, all been so funny, so open hearts, loose butts, the whole vibe. And it was funny just because, you know, we hadn't done a live show in years.
Yes, it's the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, our previous live show was March 5th, 2020. So it was like, you know, a big deal to kind of get up there and get out there. And it was we did a different version because, you know, we used to have comics doing sets together. And this time we kind of did it panel style and had questions. And it was interesting because like it really like the panel took on a life of its own and we were kind of hanging out. But it was actually kind of nice to have that feeling. Do you know what I mean? Like to be up there and be like, oh, this is all going fine. This is all in good hands.
It's like an episode of Friends. You just want to see them hang out with each other and have fun. Right?
Absolutely. You're the Phoebe Buffay.
I'm Phoebe and not Chandler? How could I not be Chandler?
Could I be any more
could
Chandler?
Could I be any more Chandler?
We also got a shout out. We got a shout out. I mean, because the show, I mean, we're talking about the show, obviously the perfect lineup, but Henny, behind the scenes, as we mentioned, Permanent Records Roadhouse, outdoor venue in LA. Wonderful. If you've never been and you live here, check it out. But who are the boots on the ground, Dan?
Oh, Sam Varela was our producer.
Sam Varela
did an incredible job.
Best producer in the game, Henny.
And I got
an LA producer who gets it done.
Yes. Hey, if you're doing a show in LA, hire her, folks.
You got to hire Sam Varela.
And our audio engineer, Zach McKeever, went above and beyond. Not only did he do a great job recording the show,
yeah,
but I just said, hey, just send me the tracks and I'll put it all together. And he actually mixed it, put it all together,
I mean,
to the levels.
Come on.
Incredible.
Above and beyond?
Above and beyond.
In this economy?
Yes. In this very collapsing economy.
That's a gift.
You're a billionaire. Naomi shaking your head again. This is why we have to get to New Zealand. Where all the billionaires are going, Naomi. With all their private mercenary groups.
Okay, without further ado, this time I must say it. Roll it.
Thank you all for coming, and please welcome to the stage. You know them, you love them. It's Andy and Naomi.
Hey!
Yes!
Welcome!
Look at y'all!
Welcome! Hello,
look
everyone!
At y'all. Look at this! And I'm seeing interracial couples intro.
Yes.
We have created a safe space.
The only comedy show that allows interracial couples.
That's true. I'm glad you put that out there.
Oh, yeah. Supreme Court outlawed it. I don't know if you saw the news.
This is a safe space. This is a safe space tonight. Thank you for meeting us outside at Permanent Records, Andy. You know Andy said I ain't going inside with nobody.
Uh-uh.
Absolutely not.
No. I put on a hazmat suit just to go to the bathroom.
I know you did. It took forever. A la my jumpsuit. Now, guys, as Sam was saying, this is the first live couples therapy we have done since March 5th, 2020. Honey! Woo! We out here.
Yeah.
We out here. We back.
You've always been doing stand-up.
Yes, I go out once a month, approximately. I don't go out too often.
No, this is my first time treading the boards again.
How do you feel, Andy Beckerman?
Can't wait to do some crowd work TikToks.
Yes, Andy's trying to make TikToks, you guys. He's trying to go viral, so someone's got to be wild, but not mean.
Aren't they all just, like, sexually suggestive? That's what it's, the ones I've seen.
That sounded so elderly. Isn't it sexually suggestive? Gorge.
Mm.
What?
The ones I've seen, again, we are a sex neutral, sex negative couple.
Yes. If you're not familiar, you know, I find it too viscous. Continue.
It's viscous enough.
And
that's the neutral part.
Okay, that's your neutrality. I have my purse here because, you know, I don't be trusting. But I, like, don't want to. I'm trying to think of, like, where I should put it. Oh, I'm going to put it by Andy's toe. I know. It's bad to put a person on the ground. I know. But just for right now. And now I feel free. But also it's in my eye line. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels good.
You feel fresh. You feel fresh. You feel open.
Connected with the space.
That's good. That's better than yesterday. Y'all, we spent 4 hours at the vet's office with a cat. He okay. This was regular.
That they thought we just had, we did, but they thought we just had 4 hours just to sit there.
It was really rude. It was like really rude because, you know, his body is only so big. So the question is, how much could you really be testing? You done got some blood, you maybe got some urine. What else did it get from him? He a cat. What are you doing?
When I go to the doctors, it's like 30 minutes at most. Most of that's waiting.
If you're lucky.
They just look in my nose. They say, you're overweight.
Yeah.
And here's some options. And
isn't
I'm like,
so fucked that a doctor told him he was overweight? It was like, all your problems are because you're overweight. And Andy was like,
I'm like, hey, aren't there other things that we should be talking about? He's like, nope, that's it. He literally had one thing in his playbook.
That's like so LA. That's so LA. For them to just be like, do you want Ozempic?
He force fed. It was like the Clockwork Orange thing, but with my mouth and just pushing Ozempic into my throat.
Oh my God. Terrible. It's great. I didn't mean to bring this up, but I just have to, cause I'm still suffering the after effects, the PTSD. So I had a uterine biopsy, y'all. Yes. They went into the ute and they scraped. Okay. And when I tell you, even for something like that, they had me out of there in 7 minutes. They said, bless your heart. They said, bless your heart. We're going to scrape and you got to go. You got to go. And it was like, wow, even when y'all savage, y'all can't even have a bedside manner. You can't have a moment. It was wild. And you would just think science. Now, this is funny, though, because I was in pain for a few days. And Andy was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Can I say this?
Yeah, sure. I know, because I was going to say it anyway, so you might as well.
And he was like, wait, I got to look up a picture. Where's the uterus again?
No, no, hold on. Hold, okay. No, I'm not going to let you do that. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I thought it was just like the lining from inside the vagina. I didn't realize
it was
that
through.
It went through the cervix.
Yeah, you didn't know it was through the looking glass.
Like a
you didn't know that. You
like
didn't
a
know
Mack
that.
Truck going through a wall in an action film. That's a typical thing in an action film.
I know. I was like, okay, okay with that. I mean, there is an entry point. It's not a total wall there, Andrew.
But hold on, draw me a picture now. Where's this fallopian tube again?
Oh, Lord. Now, wait. Should we talk about what we're doing now? What the vibe is going to be tonight?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Have you heard the show before?
Yeah. How many people listen to the pod? How many people listen to the pod? Wow. Gorgeous. Wow. 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 So we're doing that same thing. Like, we have a beautiful panel coming to help us answer, okay? Icons, people we love, people we respect, people we cherish. So we will be asking you to bring some questions, okay? So, yes, oh my God, someone looked terrified. She looked terrified. She said, oh God, don't worry. I'm not going to make you do anything. I'm not going to make you do anything. Not here, not couples therapy, not tonight. Hell no, okay? However, there is a microphone up here, honey. And then you can come up, okay? And you come up here and you can, you know, even if you're scared, you can face away from everybody if you're scared. Or you come up and you do a spelling bee style,
you
okay?
You can face the wall Blair Witch style. Are you really scared?
Blair Witch. And then you'd be like, the word is cheater. C-H-E-A-T-R. What do I do? Okay? You know what I mean? We can use it in a sentence. But you have to be open. Because what do we say on couples therapy? Open your heart, loosen your butt. So that's the energy tonight. So you come up here. And I don't want to have to goad you. Okay? We ain't grinding it to a halt for me to get a bunch of y'all every time. Okay? So just prepare yourself. Think of something. You can tell a story about somebody else. I love it. I love it.
Tell a story about someone else?
Not an answer, but you have a question where you're like, okay, my roommate did this. How should I deal with them?
I thought, okay.
You can bring somebody else's issue to the space. You can put somebody on blast. They could be right next to you.
You know,
we will adjudicate any relationship problem right now. So there's a couple in here who said, you know what? Who's going to put someone on blast? That's the question.
You could pick something from a reality show and I wouldn't know.
What about
so, Scandoval? I don't even know what that means.
Scandoval?
I've seen it so many times that I know it's a thing.
Right, right, right.
I know it's not just a magic word my brain plucked out of the ether.
Right,
something
right,
happened.
Scandoval.
So if you want to just say that into the microphone, and then we'll see if I say the right thing based on what happened on the show,
Which show is Scandoval? Vanderpump Rules, but
Vanderpump
you kept calling
rules.
It Scandoval like it was a shape.
Really wanted to say Real Housewives.
I know.
Really wanted to say Real Housewives.
It wasn't that. It wasn't that.
It's not that. Not
it
even close.
Not
is
even
it close? Isn't she a... Yeah. Wasn't she?
Yeah, it's the same world.
Thank you, Sam. Give it
all
up
right.
For Sam, okay?
Thank
our
yes,
producer.
Sam
really came out here. She said, I'm an auntie tonight. I'm a Walgreens tonight. She said, do you need a mask? Do you need bug spray? Do you need Jesus? She has it all for us tonight. And that's beautiful. That level of preparedness. Are you? What are you looking into the distance?
I was imagining the diagram of the uterus again.
I see. Okay, is it clear to you?
Yeah, there's an ovary on the end of each fallopian tube.
Oh, gross. Stop talking about utes.
Oh, yes, you are.
I shouldn't have brought it up, but I'm still thinking about it. I can't stop.
In being sex negative, are you also anatomy negative? Like, you don't even want to know the anatomy?
I mean, I do like... Thank you, honey. Sort me out. Sort me out. That's love. That's love. He said, don't look busted out here. We're going to be up here for at least an hour. So you need to get right. No, I'm not anatomy negative because I do like to know the source of my pains. You know, my aches, my pains. I like to be able to look in. You know what I mean? Make a call to the doctor. Just get my meds sent to me. You ready for the show, though?
Yeah. What are you... Doing a TikTok. What do you do for a living?
Why would you pick the one person in sunglasses who literally said, do not call me out?
That's not a good TikTok.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago dogs. Those are disgusting.
That's not how you do it. Oh, I don't know how to do a TikTok. My therapist did tell me, though, that I should do more TikToks. Isn't that fucked up? She in a doghouse. She was like, well, if you're upset about your career, you need to be using TikTok.
Your therapist who missed a session wants to go to Coachella.
And she is, I did not think at her age she would be ditching me for Coachella. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay? She's too hip. She's too active. I don't like that energy. I like an elderly woman who has seen things, who's unimpressed. And here she was at Coachella. Sick.
We've never even been to Coachella.
Could you imagine me in a crowd?
No.
Disgusting. A portable potty? Ooh. Never in a million years. Never in a million years. Now. Okay. I want to bring up our guests because I feel like they've been here. They're so excited. There's so much I want to hear from them.
Sure. Much like the cervix is the entry point to the uterus. We were the entry point to this show.
Okay. You guys, our lineup is wonderful. It's beautiful. Start clapping. Welcome to
the rolling clap.
Okay. Paul Scheer, Nori Reed, Shantira Jackson,
and Lacey Mosley.
Is Lacey here yet?
She is. I saw her in the corner of my eye.
Oh, bitch, you go. And me. Red.
Hello.
I done already tripped going up the hill. They gave me a drink ticket and it was like, you got 5 minutes to get it. And so I was like, let me jog up this hill, Chad. And y'all know up there. Y'all kept my secret. I appreciate y'all. I fell and I made it look like a moment. I fell and I turned around sad like, and I'm like, can we help you up? I was like, nah, I wanted a better view. We're here.
Wow, is it working though? It's not absorbing.
Oh, the mask.
That makes me worried about those masks. If they're not.
This means masks work because it didn't absorb anything.
Yes. Science.
Okay, science. Okay, so first of all, can we just point at you guys? Thank you so much for being here. Can you get right? You get settled?
I'll say this. I'm Southern, so I'm not going to put my purse on the floor.
I understand. So
I'm Southern as well. My purse is in my hand, Naomi. I saw you talking about the purses.
Thank you so much. I can see my granny mad at me right now.
You put your purse on the floor, your money out the door.
That's exactly what it is.
Don't do that.
The purse on the floor, your money out the door.
Amen.
I know. But you know what? We're live streaming. I didn't want to block with my purse. I said it just... So I just have to take a risk tonight. I have to take a risk. Love having black women anywhere with me.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to put mine on the table because I'm holding 17 things.
Here, Lacey, I'll hold it.
See, that's... Yeah.
This is fun.
They watch me. Yeah. I was like...
Oh, it goes with your fit.
Ooh, it's very cute.
It's giving.
Well, I just want to hold it for 2 more minutes, Sam.
It is fashionable, but is it practical?
It's stuffed to the brim and absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not.
And, like, I now have adopted, like, this, like... What is it called? A fanny pack, a Chewbacca bag, whatever you want to
call it. Why men always got to give a purse a different name? Why can't you just call it a purse?
I want to call it a purse. I'll call it a purse. It's like, I have a purse.
It's a danger pouch. Like, what, you can't call it a purse?
The only thing I won't do is I will not wear it around my waist. I will wear it across. I wear it as a sling.
Bandolier.
Yeah. No, but I have to carry it. Like, now, but I couldn't put a charger in there. I need like a charger. I need
for the
stuff.
I do too. See, because you're grown. I do too, but I stuff it in that little ass purse and I make it work, child.
Okay. I got a tote.
Andy's got a tote.
I know that's
cat.
Right. With like cats on it.
I got a tote. It's got everything. It's got a comb. It's got mouthwash.
You want to switch? It's what? You're rocking a comb. And as a bald man, maybe I'm just not familiar with it.
I'll hold it.
Seems like, I feel like a brush, not a comb. Like a comb.
Nori's left already. Nori's like, what?
I think Nori went to go get.
Ooh, okay. This is a picnic and a purse.
Here's the thing.
It's cute.
I'm so sorry if I derailed everything. Because
Nori, I want to go to the park with you. I want to go to the park with you, sis. Okay.
Thank you.
What you got? You got some cheeses in there?
Yeah.
Like that.
Wait, before we go any further, because did you notice how Scam Goddess showed up here with a whole story and a purse moment? We have got to first acknowledge that today It's Nori Reed's birthday. Are we so honored? Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Wow, you blessing us on your born day,
yes.
On your return.
Today I'm 65.
You look so
gorgeous.
Nori, have you already got your AARP benefits?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I will say this. You don't have to be old to get AARP. I do have a card, and I do use it for rental cars.
Now, yes, Shantira.
They just sent me shit in the mail, but I was like, no, thank
anybody,
you.
Anybody can sign up, and you should check it out. And I don't know.
Like
check it out.
Carding, if you ask, like, is that real? But I imagine if you submit the AARP card and your license, they'd be like, huh, this doesn't check out.
No, because it's not for, like, a movie ticket for a senior citizen. It's like AARP for a discount on rental cars.
Okay, so that's like a union.
It's, like, very specific. And, like, I've been renting so many cars. Like, that. It's
wait,
like
where are you going that you're renting so many cars?
You guys, it's none of your fucking business. Where I be going?
Cars all over the great United States, and yeah. No one ever finds out.
I'm just saying, go check it out. AARP, they're not sponsoring this. I'm not getting nothing on the back end.
It sounded like they are. But also, Cancer Twin, my birthday was this week too.
Right, 4th of July, see?
Yes. So birthday is the 4th of July. Celebrate me, not America, is trash.
Yes.
Are you a Cancer, Paul? I'm also a Cancer. Are you a Cancer?
I am not.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, wait, what off. Are you? Now we have to chat
here. That's right. I mean, I'll get into it, but I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
It's a water sign. Okay. Water. It's a water sign. That's okay.
Hey, wait, Paul brought up his MERS.
I'm not just calling it
his man.
I'm ready to go. First. Yeah.
His Blasto bag.
Got a lot of cool stuff in here. If you have like a splinter, I got something to remove it in this bag.
Wow.
I got Band-Aids for my kids in this bag.
Lactaid, I got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Sport action body spray.
Yeah. So it's just a cool first aid kit.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm required to do 90% of the time as being a dad. What else have I got in here? Pens, multiples, wallet. Got it. A lot of stuff. This is kind of empty, though.
And Naomi, can we talk about your outfit? Because I'm really enjoying these. Oh, this is, like, so tasty.
Thank you so much.
Now, I know you're going to tell me it's fucking vintage, so I can't buy it anywhere.
Not
I know you
all.
Are. Where'd you find it?
It's called New Works on Sunset. Walk right over there.
Okay, well, you, like, not gatekeeping, because the queens be gatekeeping.
Who are you, sir?
That, to be fair, that is the gentleman who went up to our photographer and said, take a picture of me. I saw it. And then said, like, L.A. As if that was something that no one here has in common. It's like, look, I'm wearing a Lakers jersey. And 90% of L.A. is, too.
I love it.
All right, but a blue one, so that is
no,
different.
That's true. That's a look. Now, I think before we get to answering people's questions, you know, for
this
our...
feels like a real cookout vibe, by the way.
Ooh, Andy, have you been to a cookout?
Andy, I want that jacket open. I want to see the full Alf. Give us the full Alf.
Yes.
Can I say this was bought...
Yes.
This was bought in the depths of quarantine.
Alf, baby.
Alf Rock.
You got to get in front. Show the camera. Show the live stream.
This is for OnlyFans, so we just made $25 more when you showed off the whole thing.
Now, do you want to show feet?
Show your
feet.
Because
we could really...
Oh, feet? Yeah. I need more pics for my wiki
feet.
Your
shoes are really cute, actually.
I wanted to actually...
These shoes look like if you buy them, then they donate 12 to other children.
Yes, they are so that vibe. They are so that vibe.
Because
they're like woven. They're natural.
Right, they're natural.
They're welcoming. Yeah.
But more about Alf.
Can I ask them their questions, though? So you guys, before we start to help people, you know, I think it's important to know where you guys are at. Do you mind telling us where you're at vis-a-vis relationships? All right?
Sure.
Also, where you're at vis-a-vis therapy. Okay? Both. I need to know where your head is at, where your heart is at. Shantira, you go first.
Okay, cool. I am going on almost 5 years with my partner.
Okay, 5 years.
Yes.
We live together, and she's very cool. And then therapy. I got two therapists. I got a I got a black lady named Carla that I talk to about black shit. Because, like, sometimes I'd be like, these white people is fucking crazy. And she'd be like, I understand. That's all I need. Yes. And then I got another therapist named Paula. If your name ends in A, you can be my therapist. And she does EDMR.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This LA, all you bitches know what the fuck that is. And because I'm from Florida and I need EDMR therapy.
Amen.
Yeah, so I've been in therapy for a while and I'm doing pretty well right now for the most part.
Wait, yes. Shantira, do you do the tapping or do you the eye stuff?
I do tapping.
Yeah, me
tapping.
Too.
Yeah, I like the tapping.
I don't like the eye movements.
No, you see, these glasses are not because I want to be cool. I can't see shit. I just need to focus on other stuff. So I don't do no eye stuff.
There's two versions of it, folks. Yeah. And it helps erase bad memories.
Yeah.
Erase bad memories. It helps you go into your brain and you erase the bad memory by doing all the
tapping. Deal with the feelings that you repress to survive your childhood.
Yes.
I mean, I don't wanna push this button, but isn't this also like the root of like the Scientology therapy too?
Oh, I don't know.
When I heard about it, no, but I've heard that this works. I've talked to a lot of people who work with veterans, and they. Mm-hmm. But then I was hearing about it, and I think that that's the whole thing with Scientology. They make you like tap or say things. Like it's a lot of repetitive things to get.
They also some blackmail shit up. You with a child 100%. Who asks you penetrative questions.
100%. I'm not saying that Scientology is the way to go.
I'm trying to get y'all to go clear.
I'm just curious. I am on the bridge. If anyone wants to talk to me afterwards, I got a stress
we
test
got
in my
pamphlets.
Car. We'll get you there for breakfast on the morning on Franklin Avenue. Come on in.
And do you know where Shelly is?
Oh. Shelly dead.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, you can't be missing for that long. We live in a modern society. If you're gone for 3 years, you're dead. Like, that's
Shelly
it.
Shelly could have sent us a tweet. You're yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Or she is locked in a prison beneath the ground. Like, she is effectively dead.
Pivot, Paul. Hold on. Audience. Show of hands. Subterranean dungeon.
A couple.
Few people.
Okay.
Just a few.
Shelly's dead.
Yeah. More people. Right, yeah. Some people
say,
you know
what, you dungeon people,
here's my
y'all
theory.
Are glass half full. I like your positivity.
My theory What's is that theory? She was not intentionally killed, but the rage monster that her
Whoa,
husband
Lord.
Is.
You brought up.
You better put this into a true crime podcast, okay?
I believe
it's
that's
gotta be called How Did This Get Dead? And it's gonna be you.
Listen, we got How Did This Get Made?
How
now
did
we got
this get
How Did
dead,
This Get Dead?
And I wanna
real
know.
Honest. I'm being real honest. I do not want Scientology coming from my black ass. I got enough stuff going on.
Amen.
The good news is this lives and dies here. This is not online. Oh no. Oh God. Yeah.
Nori?
Listen, Science God, I love you.
No, yeah, Nori, do you want to tell us where you're at? Where's your heart?
Where's
your mind?
Heart chakra and where's your mind chakra? Is that a thing?
Chakra. What?
Dating.
Not a harder question.
Partnered. Therapy.
I'm really single. I'm kind of like the Samantha of the group, probably. I think.
Oh, so you fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, Nori.
Really single. I have. I'm seeing this really old. He's so old, and he hates me. He's so mean to me. It's crazy.
No.
And I pay him so much money.
Wait, why is he so mean?
He's this like older gay man, and I go to his pool house.
Like,
hey,
pool.
Hold on, yeah.
He lives in Beverly Hills. He's really rich.
Walk with me. Yeah.
Okay. And then I go to his pool house, and the setup is where. What?
Okay. Los Angeles, how'd I see you? You doing all that commentary from the back and then looking away real quick. I see you. Let Nerd talk.
Los Angeles. Yeah. You know what? You got to be quiet.
Yeah, and it's only because you don't
you
have a mic. If we had an extra mic, it would be fine.
Would
but unfortunately,
yeah,
that's the way it goes.
Because we love you.
Because Nori is speaking, and Nori. I would like, and I can't.
So, with a pool house and me.
Yeah. So the setup is, I'm facing the pool, and then he's kind of over there, kind of looking at me.
But you're facing away from him.
Yeah. And then sometimes when I look, he's kind of like scowling at me.
Are you in a swimsuit?
Is what?
Are you in a swimsuit? You got the cheeks out? What's
going on? No. No, I'm not. But, like, he doesn't like me. And
are you allowed in the main house?
No. Well, like...
No?
Well, literally,
the office is the pool house. The pool house is the doctor's office.
I think so.
Okay. Okay.
You get to use the pool.
Oh, I thought this is who you were seeing.
What?
Me too.
Yeah, right. Because I was like, oh, you're like, I'm single. And they're like, are you fucking? And you're, I'm this old person in a pool house. I didn't draw the next line. Oh, all right.
this is your therapist.
Like, this is a therapist.
This is your therapist.
Yes.
Right?
You denied.
You said I'm just Samantha.
I'm
relieved. I'm nervous.
Wow. I fully follow.
So are you such a natural comedian? Jesus Christ.
Old psychoanalyst doesn't like you.
I'm shutting up. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Literally, like, what happened was, like, I was talking and I heard this really loud buzzsaw. And I was like, oh, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm sound sensitive. Like, I'm not going to be able to pay attention. And he was like, ooh, sorry, they're cutting Italian marble. And I was like, oh. I was like, oh, okay. So.
Ooh, sorry, they're murdering a Washington Post journalist outside.
Why? Yeah. You can't. You gotta get your marble cut in off hours, doctor.
Is it?
You can't.
Is
off hour. Marble has to be cut during business hours. That's a LA city regulation.
I will ask this: is it helpful? Number one, and then number two, does he not like you because you're like doing something that a therapist wouldn't like, or is he just like a sick fuck?
No, like what keeps me going is that he like is I'm a really charming person.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So he doesn't let me be charming. I'll be like,
yes.
I'll say the funniest thing you've ever heard.
And he won't laugh.
And then I'll look over and he's like, no.
Yeah.
He's like, no, say the truth.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay, so. Okay. He doesn't.
It is taking me.
Oh, so he loves you, but that's his kink. He's like comedy people, I'm not gonna let you. I'm your therapist. I'm a professional.
Maybe.
He's trying to heal you.
Yeah,
I keep going back.
Let me tell you
something.
I like it.
If Carla laughs, I genuinely am like, I don't know if I need to come back here. So I get that. Yeah. Nora, do you need a second therapist too to analyze what's going on with the first therapist?
Well, I was going to see, is your therapist taking on any new clients?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I need a manager.
Oh, yeah, she will tell you what the next steps are.
Thank you.
She really will. Okay.
She used to be a stylist. Can I say that? No? Can they find out who she
Naomi,
is now?
Naomi, your therapist sound a little too enthusiastic. She need to be booked and busy. What's she trying to enthusiastically take it on clients? Like,
I just feel like she's like a veil. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's like, sure, do you have a fun story? You know? Like, she's like, is it fun? Lacey, what about you? Where are you at?
Oh, man. So romantically, I have been technically single for 10 years.
Technically.
Wow. Okay. All those aws. Yeah, I know. I'm...
Hey.
I'm actually going
to stop you right now. Okay, here's a question. Who came here to see us talk to you? Raise your hand. Who came here to listen to him talk? All right.
You're my boy.
So what I'm saying is I love you so much. But everyone's nice, and I'm a real bitch.
It
can't be heckling. We cannot be heckling.
Okay, we all need a Carla and a Paula in our lives. Did you just see a boundary? Did you see a boundary set?
I set a boundary. I love you so much. I want you to enjoy yourself, but do not talk out of turn again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shatira. Thank you, everyone. Lacey, good to see you.
Oh, my God.
And now everybody's horny for me.
I was about to say, I think I might be sitting in a puddle. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come find everybody at my job. Oh, my God.
And I would also like to say with my therapist, that wasn't mean. That was a kind way to
and
handle
he's gone.
Something.
They escorted him out,
other people
they
were
have,
already
they have
upset about. And
damn,
that's why I'm
out.
A comedian.
God damn. Amen. Give it up. Give it up.
It's just magic. Magic and a boundary.
Thank you so much, baby. Now I want to hear about
years,
your love life.
10 years.
Technically. What's the technically part?
Yeah, listen
so
to
technically
tell us.
There's been some situationships, and then I saw this quote on Twitter that, like, if you call it a situationship, the other person is calling it nothing, and I was like, oh, gag me.
Wait, hold on. Wait, you said it Twitter. Is that like a thread?
It's a blue sky.
It's a blue sky. I saw it on a blue sky. I saw it on the spill. You know, I saw it on all the things. But no, it's weird. I had a birthday this week.
Thank you. So happy you were born.
And it was one of my favorite birthdays because if you know me, you know I throw my birthdays at big mansions every year. And it didn't mention that I didn't even know it was like $14 million.
Oh, how'd you get access to this mansion?
Don't ask too many questions.
Is it like a website?
Don't ask too many questions.
But I think I've been single for so long because everything I've wanted in my life, I have created.
Absolutely.
Ooh. And at my birthday this year, I realized, holy fucking shit, I have created. And like, this is the first birthday without my family because they're always with me. We were in Maui last year. Like, we're always together.
Driving.
This is the first birthday that I was by myself with just the people I met in Los Angeles. And I was like, holy fucking shit, how did I meet this many people? And why do I love them so much? And why is this so chill and fun? And why is everyone so lovely? And I was like, oh shit, I did this. And I don't give myself any credit. I'm very much a cancer crab. And I'm very much like, I work every day and then I go to sleep. And so I was like, oh shit, like, but I did also have a revelation. I do have two therapists.
Amen.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, we all need to be doubling up. We all need to be doubling up.
I have a therapist and I have a psychiatrist. And listen, we got to get racially diverse. I got Dr. Campbell. That's a white woman. That's my psychiatrist. And I got Michelle, a black woman who's also a cancer queen with the best hair I've ever seen. And this is what I'll say about my black woman therapist, because I know you was talking, you know the connection.
Carla, I love it.
For me, y'all going to get this if you get it. I had fibroids, if you know, you know, and I had to get scans and CAT scans and shit, and I had three surgeries last year, and I went back to work right after every single one, ill-advised. But, no, we're not going to keep it down. But, so, I had something come up on my liver, and it was like a little spot. And I was like, oh, shit, a bitch dying. So, after I got my final fibroid surgery, I had to drive to USC or Keck. I had to go to Keck. To get a scan, and then I got the results. So I was driving there listening to Renaissance.
Absolutely. Yes.
And I told my black woman therapist on the drive to Renaissance, I told her this, and this is how I love a black woman therapist. I told her I had a very weird breakdown moment where I was driving to Renaissance. I was driving to Keck and listening to Renaissance, and Church Girl came on. And I started sobbing. Uh-huh. And it's like, the song's like, I've been up, I've been down, in my mountain, you know, like, sure. Right? And then it goes, drop it like a thotty, drop it like a thotty. And I'm crying, and drop it like a thotty, drop it like a thotty. Josh, girl, don't hurt nobody. Ooh, you can be my daddy if you want to. And I'm like sobbing. But she knew I didn't even have to break down the song. And that's what's the beauty of having a black woman therapist.
She just knows.
She started laughing immediately. And I will say, Nori, I'm so sorry, but I am her favorite client. And she did tell me that our last session because I had a fucking breakthrough. I've been going to therapy. I'm wrapping it up for 3 years. And it's too many people here. Y'all ain't signed no NDA, so I can't tell you why. But I thought I wasn't making any progress. I thought I was just talking and, like, whatever. And then I realized maybe 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, that therapy doesn't fix your fucking problems.
Ew, yes.
Therapy makes it to where when life spins the block on your ass, which it will, you handle it differently. And I was like, oh shit, life spent the block and was whooping my ass and I'm not showing up the way that I used to show up. And I was like, oh shit, bitch, I was about to fire your ass. No, she's my queen. If you see this, Michelle, I love you. Please don't leave me. Yeah, that's it.
Now, Mary, give it up for growth. We got to give it up for the growth. We love that.
Boundaries, growth.
We didn't know we were putting together such healthy people. We just had a panel who we love. We didn't know they were healthy.
And grumpy old rich man.
I want to tag one of the things that you said here that I think is important that people don't realize is that, you know, you do need, I think therapy to a certain extent is dumping on someone. Like letting, yeah. Like not having the guilt of saying like, oh, you are my partner, you are my friend. It's like I just can dump on you.
Absolutely.
And talk it out. And that talking it out allows you to kind of, it's almost like pulling out the contents of this amazing MRSE.
I still do jokes though. I showed my therapist Jesse Williams' penis when it went viral.
I don't do
it. I want her to like me.
I don't do any bits.
Sorry,
I don't
Jesse,
do any bits in
you.
Therapy. I don't do any bits.
I'm
a bit free zone, yeah. And someone asked
so
me this.
Healed.
I love my therapist. She's great. But someone once asked me, oh, what does she look like? And I couldn't tell you. And I thought that was actually a good thing.
Wait, are you facing the pool too?
No, I'm facing her. I'm facing her, but I think what it is I know nothing about her. I know nothing about her. I don't go there trying to find out, are you married? Are you this? Are you? I don't care. I just kind of treat this like this is ultimately a one-way street, or like, you know, it's like I'm not, and that everybody else's face I recognize. I know everybody. I can describe everybody else's face, but it was interesting. Like, even sometimes when I try to think about her, I'm like, what does she look like? And I'm like, but because it's like I'm not like connecting with her on that level. It's like it's a different thing.
Can I just say one thing? Yeah. I'll say this. Learning too much about the therapist is terrible, because Carla is an angel. Perfect. Obviously, she's a doctor. And 2 years in, we were talking. And one day she said, well, when I used to practice law, I said, I said, what's that now? What you mean you used to practice law? She says, when I was a lawyer. I said, Carla? Are you a doctor and a lawyer? And she said, yes. And I said, you let me talk about my heartbreak when I was doing improv, and you a doctor and a lawyer? I am wildly embarrassed for myself. So sometimes learning too much will devastate you.
Well, let me tell you this.
Devastating.
My mom is a therapist.
Okay, now you got the cheat codes. What's going on.
I'll walk it back.
Paul has hired me on jobs. Paul has done things that have changed my life. And I was like, oh, Paul, give me the book. But your mama a therapist.
Well, hold on, I'll walk it back. My mom never stopped going to school. My mom was a nurse, became an ER nurse, who then became a biofeedback technician, who then became a therapist, who then became a family therapist, and then went to law school, became a lawyer, and now runs all the risk management of a giant hospital system that was already mentioned here.
I used to pay for classes at Second City.
But
Paul,
here's what I was
saying. Genius, and now it makes so much sense. Wow. Not a Nepo genius. Paul. No, you got your mama brain.
Now I said this, but my mom went to therapy within the last couple of years. And she goes, you know, therapy kind of works. I say, you saw clients at our house. What do you mean? That's like saying being a heart doctor.
With their back
turned. Sometimes heart surgery will save a life. Like, yeah, that's your job.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, please.
Do you know what she looks like?
I don't know a goddamn thing. I think about this tall. I don't know. No, but it's an interesting thing. It's only with this therapist that I've had, but I actually feel like that's a healthy, good relationship.
Absolutely.
I once saw my therapist, not this one, at the ArcLight movie theater.
In the wild?
That was, I had like a moment, I was like,
My therapist, Paula, said that if she saw me, she would not talk to me.
Yes.
And I know that's the law, but I was devastated.
That's right.
Well, my black therapist loves me, and she has great hair. We're both from Texas, and we're both cancers. Everyone needs something different. I need a connection.
Well, mine's a little different because he said if he ever saw me, he would kill me.
With like a piece of carved Italian marble.
Did I say that he's gay?
Yeah. We heard that he was gay when you said Italian marble.
Okay.
We heard it. We knew.
Cool. Okay. Anyone who justifies loud noise by saying, but it's Italian marble.
Okay.
Yeah. Calm down and turn your back against the pool.
I have no recollection of it because it was so long ago. I just remember the panic because we bumped into each other on the line for snacks.
Small talk central.
I had to leave. I had to go.
You were like, forget it. No snacks for anybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got to go.
Absolutely.
I pulled that ripcord myself. I wasn't going to, you know, I was like, and now I'm leaving, you know, like that thing.
And you two are gracious hosts because we've gone on for a very long time.
You can take one half of a question.
You didn't know how healed we were. You didn't know how healed we were, okay? We had things to say.
And I will say this. I am coming up on my 15-year wedding anniversary with my wife, and we've been together
congratulations.
Since 2005.
And his wife is fucking gorgeous and cool as fuck.
She's amazing, the best. She's the best.
Okay, these people have done the work.
You still have
I know. I'm still holding Lacey's purse. It's fun. It feels very... very fancy to hold a purse of this.
You don't even have the label out like that, but it's okay because it's Balenciaga, and I guess we still against them. We'll uncancel them in a few years. Listen, Adidas was with the Nazis, okay?
Everything comes around and goes around, okay?
Balenciaga did some weird things with the kids. We go give them a few years off. But I already bought that purse.
You already have the purse, so it's okay. Just don't buy a new purse.
No, I ain't buying nothing new.
Yeah.
Okay, but remember, Adidas was with the Nazis. And so was Mercedes. Y'all want to go on a Liz? I got a Liz.
Fair.
I also drive a Mercedes.
I don't want to go down a Liz. Now,
what company made Zyklon B?
Does anyone have a question for our
Subaru,
illustrious
Nazi brand?
Who has a question? You have a question?
I'm not a Nazi.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wonderful. Can you come right here? Because it can't stretch. Thank you. Yes, bravery.
Come on. Wearing a brand, a couples therapy shirt.
Oh, yes. Shit.
This question is on behalf of me and my best friend who bought me the shirt.
Okay, a real friend.
On behalf of our third friend who's in a toxic relationship. I did email about this, so you can ignore that.
Air it out. Wake it up.
So here's the deets. First relationship, very toxic. They've already moved in together and moved back out. They've broken up 3 times within a year.
Over what? You got any deets on what they broke up
over? I know that the second one was while they were in San Francisco, and the comment about her being upset over her mom passing away and making a big deal of it was brought up. So when I say toxic, I'm not exaggerating.
Not the idol. Oh, my God. Y'all watched it, didn't you? You laughed. I saw it. You watched it. Yeah.
Carte blanche.
Their last breakup, the third, felt very real. And so she was calling me on the phone. Very nice that I was able to support her. But then,
very nice that you were able to support her.
Wait, what's your name?
No, like, very nice she gave me the opportunity what's to be like, I'm happy this happened, because that is what I said.
Wait, question.
Yes.
Are you the type of friend that if they, because they got together, got back, did it, you know, are you like, oh, we hate him, slash his tires. Oh, we love him again. We'll patch him up. Like, are you like just chilling with it?
We hate him the whole time. Me and my friend who got me the shirt constantly text each other. Shout out, Laurel. Constantly text each other. I hate him out of the blue, and we all know who we're talking about.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, did you hate him? Like, from moment one, was he just like despicable?
So here's the thing. He's a therapist.
Therapist, heal thyself.
So he got all the tools to gaslight. Wow.
But his biggest trigger in the relationship is that he doesn't like feeling blamed. So
I hear you. I'm a fuck boy.
Something comes up.
Okay.
If he feels attacked or blamed,
okay,
he doesn't take any accountability.
Okay.
And she's a very beautiful, self-aware person. She has, in fact, said to my friend and I, am I using your bandwidth? Because I know we've gone back and forth. And we're like, no, we're here for you, but we hate him.
Right.
So the last time they broke up, I sent her an itemized text message. I really did. I'm not fucking around. And I said, these are all the instances that you have told me about. And she says, you know, I only tell you about the bad things. I'm like, here are the good things. So I started, here's some things he did that's great. Which is like being vulnerable with you after 9 months. Great. Okay. Literally.
Wow.
And so I sent an itemized list of all the things that had made him not worth it. And she took it in. And then he talked to her the next day and dickmatized her. And she said, I hear you out. I appreciate you sharing this. But I think I still have room to grow in this relationship. And I'm not ready to let it go.
Okay.
That's not your business.
Now they're going to Japan for a month.
Is he paying for it?
I'm going there too.
I will give you a picture of her.
No, you're gonna hunt them down like
go find her and rescue her.
Lynch chop everybody. Okay. And
I will put that labor on you. That's
fine.
That's
her.
I have a different point of view on this, okay. And I think. But tell me what y'all.
But
think.
Wait, first, your question like, what should we do?
Yeah, how do we, I mean, I can't go past an itemized text message. Like, I've laid all my cards on the table.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So wait, what is your question definitively? Do you want to figure out how to move forward with her, with this raggedy-ass bitch who's going to be in her life? Do you want to figure out how to get rid of him? Do you want us to tell you how to kill him?
There's two more things, just real quick.
Okay,
long-term compatibility.
Yes, absolutely, please finish.
She doesn't want kids, he does. Okay, but they're still trying to stay together. They've moved out. After they moved in together, she moved back out. When they move back in together, he says he wants to have a gun for protection.
What?
No, he's gonna be putting skin on.
So there's
her
a lot
of control and shit.
There's a lot of compatibility issues here.
Okay, I'll just say this. I think that he's a narcissist, and I think she's very empathetic, and I think that that's why like cops date nurses,
right?
Oh shit.
Okay.
Because cops and nurses are both cops.
Yeah.
Like
I say that.
I'm sorry. There's some good lassie.
I will sit down. My question is just how do we deal with this? My best friend and I who are
with her.
Absolutely. And I'll say this, and I know that like we're here for yuck yucks, but I'll say this. That sounds absolutely dangerous as hell. I'll say this too. I'll be like, one of the things that I really love is mind your business. And people are always going to do exactly what they want to do all the time. All the time. Everybody is doing exactly what they want to do all the time. Now, we're talking about a gun. Play. First of all, I think everybody need their ass beat. So, number one, if you can beat that nigga ass real quick, maybe we'll be okay. But if you can't beat his ass...
Nori gonna pull up to Japan. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
Nori is not getting involved.
Nori got hands.
So I'm gonna give you some real advice. That's really dangerous. I think that when you tell somebody what is best for them and they ignore you, that is because they are going to do what they want to do no matter what, right? So you can say, I love you so much. I think this relationship is bad for you. And if you're going to continue in this relationship that is detrimental to you, I cannot be your friend anymore. And when you find yourself, you can come find me, right? That's what I think, number one. But number two, beat his ass.
Amen. And wait, I want to hear what the only man on this panel, Paul.
What?
I said panel.
She did.
And I said panel. You standing. You ain't on a panel. You running the show. This is your show. You brought us here.
Lacey said it's your show.
So before we get to that,
yeah.
Favorite untraceable poison. Let's start with Nori.
Anthrax.
Great.
Okay.
Ooh.
Grind it up the cherry pits.
No. Ooh, I'm going cyanide, old arsenic? School cyanide. Okay. They were putting it in Tylenol and the girls were dying.
Arsenic.
Arsenic classic.
Arsenic.
What do you think?
It shows up in reports.
Okay,
too
all right,
easily.
All right. So I don't know. I have to do some more.
The other thing is like, is this also counts as a poison? Like when you like put an air bubble in their blood? Is that traceable? I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
It's not. It's
does
not
it
according to Happy Valley.
When you put a pillow over their face.
This. Can you I all if a cop's investigating
about murder,
they won't find wait, out.
I just want to say, you all thing. Have untraceable poisons at the ready.
Ricin, arsenic, old
is it poison when you hit them with your car?
A rental car.
Then we don't get on ARP. Thank you. Jesus, thank you.
But to answer your question, I was going to say the same exact thing. They're going to do whatever they want to do. And I think that sometimes we can get so hung up in trying to fix other people. And you just will make yourself send texts to your friends being, I hate this guy. It's like, you don't have time in your life for that. Like, don't. That's a burden you don't need to carry. Now, there are more serious effects of that. Like if there was abuse or things of that nature, then that's a different thing. But on this level of like fuckery, it's like those couples that are just like, we're fighting. Oh, we're together. Oh, we're out. Like that's a whole fucking cyclone that you don't need to get involved in. That's what I kind of think.
Mind your business.
Yeah. But what I will say though, sis, is that I don't want to bring the mood down, child. But if he already acting like this and they ain't had no nuptials, they ain't got Uncle Sam involved yet. And, you know, because that's the thing. You get married and you're like, let's get the government involved in our sex life. Like, because we want a write-off. Like, that's, you know.
That's us.
That's, yeah. Y'all got y'all write-off. Yes. With a good man and a good woman and good people. I've known them for a long time. Listen, I met Naomi in New York City at a bar that I used to work at that I was very much coyote uglying. Like, one time, I have a burn on my arm where I got burnt with a cigarette because, like, Hillary Clinton was like, y'all can't smoke inside no more. But they were like, we a hookah bar. You can store our business. So we kept it. And so
Hillary
we would...
Clinton was not literally burned your arm. Again, I'm
Hillary
a little
Clinton
far...
burned me. No.
That's why she lost.
But it was like, we would host comedy nights. We would have foot nights for the ladies of the feet.
Wait, what? Sorry, hold on. Sorry. What?
This is before OnlyFans. You had to go to bars to see feet.
You had to show up to see feet.
Yeah, folks.
And we had foot night, and our bar, the feet people are the nicest, honey. Honestly, and they tip well. But
I started... You gotta take it out of their feet. Like,
they put 20, it in between their toe. And you gotta get it with your mouth in between their toe. But
New York feet. They walk too much. They're not the feet you want to put in your mouth. You want L.A. feet. You want driving feet. You want... 0.2 miles. I can't walk that. Those are the feet you want in your mouth. You don't want Chicago, New York feet. We walk too much.
Yo, but we met there, and she was doing stand-up, and she coined the term blacktress.
This is how long ago that was.
And I was like, ooh, I love that. But circling back to what I was saying... What you said is sort of the beginning stages of grooming, and that is a bit disturbing. So what I would say is that you, like everyone has said on this panel, you can't change her mind from the choices that she's going to make. But if you love her as a friend, you can be there for her through every step of the way. Because I will tell you, I was in an abusive relationship, and I never thought that shit could happen to me. And one thing that I'm writing in my book right now about scams is that a lot of times you don't think you can get scammed because you don't think that shit can happen to you. We all watch true crime. We all know we walking home. All the sisters in the house, we walking home. Our fingers
those
and our
people
keys.
People are so happy. They're all so
we
happy.
We ain't helping nobody in the Walmart parking lot. You know, we know all the tricks, right? But that also kind of cripples you. I don't want to say the word cripple because I don't want to be ableist. But that also kind of hinders you because you think that shit can't happen to you. Everything and anything can happen to you, which is why we all basically have two therapists up here. Because we realize that, right?
I needed a therapist after I found out Carla was a lawyer.
Right.
I got to go talk to somebody about that.
But when you accept that and when you embrace that, you're open to the world and to the facts that are true, and you stop trying to recolor things that you experience and give people excuses for the behavior that you know it is what it fucking is. And it takes time, and if you love this person, sis, then stand beside her, because there was a day where it was Valentine's Day, and this man was, I can't tell you, y'all ain't sign no
NDAs. We didn't sign NDAs. But
I thought he was sending me flowers and being lazy as fuck, and I was working out and having my own Valentine's Day, honey. I found some recipes on TikTok. I was making myself some shrimp lettuce tacos, bitch, for me. And I came out of the gym and saw I had a notification that I had some flowers. I go up there. I'm like, oh, this bitch. And I pick him up. I go inside, and I look at the card, and it's actually not him. It's my friend, Mary. And it was a card for Valentine's Day, just my friend. So, sis... you can send her some flowers on Valentine's Day. That's what pulled me the fuck out. I was like, I have so much love in my life, so much real love, and I don't need to deal with this shit. And I fucking left that motherfucker the same day. Like,
yeah. After the fish.
So just stand beside her and give her a little space and wait and just be there for her because you love her.
Can
but
I,
you can't change your choices.
I want to just take an unpopular stance for 1 second. And say this. In defense of this guy, I will say...
Oh, my God!
Well, hear me out. Hear me out for 1 second. I will say it took me a very long time to learn how to apologize. And I think it's something really difficult for people to the difference between being blamed and the difference of...
Yeah, but Paul, you're a good man. She said a lot of shit that he's not...
But is this guy white?
But I'm... Wait, no, don't
beat
do this to me. Don't do this to me. You're not...
Ass.
But this is a more...
No,
a
no,
more
let's
general,
just have a general
this
message.
Is like, this
yeah.
is like a general message. Like, I think that... Sometimes in relation, well, you got your body language against me 100%. I'm talking about very open thing. Wait,
no,
I'm not talking about
this
guy.
What I said. First of all,
you haven't even heard what I'm saying.
Shatira, wait.
I absolutely said this. First of all, I'm gay. I don't care about men.
Bro, I'm bisexual, and I'm ready to kick men out the fucking window.
I don't care about men, and I just say, in defense of this man, lost me like a motherfucker.
Okay, Shatira, as an annoying bisexual, I got to push back on you here. Because I think that Paul has a message that I see some penises in the room that they could receive.
I see none.
So I want to hear it.
Where are the penises?
I don't see any.
I know they're there.
But wait.
It was. All right.
I was just going to say,
not to this man in particular, but I do realize that I think sometimes in relationships, what she said early on about he feels bad about being blamed and can't step up, can't admit when he's wrong. That was something I think that it took me a long time to understand the difference of, like, why does it hurt to say you're sorry? You hurt that person, you can apologize. That's something that took me a while. I wish I would have learned that a lot earlier, and I think it's something that I hope to just say in this moment, like, it's a good thing to learn. If someone tells you they're hurt, you don't have to justify if you meant it or if you didn't mean it. You hurt them. You can apologize. And that's a mature relationship, and you don't have to be right or wrong. It's
and
just
as a scammer, apologies are a weapon. I'm gonna tell you this. Everyone, apologies are a weapon. Like, I will apologize so quickly, and sometimes I'll in the conversation be like, I don't think I was wrong, but I will apologize because. Listen, I know. Now I'm giving you. He said the endearing part. I'm giving you the psychopathic part. Like, I will apologize as a weapon because I'm like, listen, if you hurt, I'm sorry. And I'll give you a good apology. I'll give you a good, like, if I put that apology on Twitter, everybody would be like, that's a good apology. I'm good. I don't place blame. I don't make it about myself. I know how to do this. I know that makes me psychopathic, but, like, it's honestly because I like to see people happy, and that's why I do comedy. And listen, sometimes you gotta just fucking lay on the sword, and then other times you don't. And now that I had this birthday this week, I ain't laying on the sword all the time. So, you know,
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And that's our show.
Yeah. I'm too quiet. I need to. Yeah. What it brought up for me, because I feel like all of this is extremely good advice, and what that brought up for me is a question of, should men be therapists?
Thank you.
And I'm kind of asking myself that.
Yes.
And I think I'm feeling strong enough.
Yes.
To maybe leave my that old gay guy.
Yes. 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 Come to my therapist. Listen, she will love you.
Yeah. Okay.
Between us, we have double the amount of us for therapy. So you're like, you can get eight therapists
just from this one man.
And also, shout out to all the men here. I know we can't shout out the men. No, I just have to say this because to Paul's point, I've seen the men laughing at things that would normally clench their booty holes so damn tight that it would shoot up into their eyeballs. And thank you for being the not all men and not being like, well, are you saying this about all of us? No, you know how men be like, oh, you're saying this about all of us. No,
am I too gay?
Some of them look abusive.
Am I the gayest person who's ever lived?
I'm gay too. I am photoshopped next to RuPaul on every Paramount Plus photo you're ever going to see. I'm just saying, if we get some who are acting right, then we got to give them a little praise because they need that shit.
You know
they need it.
I love a panel because we can agree to disagree. I'll never praise a man. They don't need it. They're fine.
I think we can all agree, hashtag
I will also
men,
say
right?
I was never praising this man.
Absolutely. No.
I was a president, man.
Sometimes if you need to help people in their relationship, we won't take blame.
Yeah.
Help them. Men, women, it's a weird... It is. I think it's a hard thing to do to feel like you hurt somebody. I don't know.
And men need guns.
Yes!
Can we talk about...
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Right?
Truth teller.
I think that you should be able to get a gun if someone is actively shooting at you. Like, that's how you get it. Yeah. Like, you know, if somebody's... Like, if you have to run through some sort of thing where people are shooting at you and you can prove that you're doing defense, maybe it would work.
Well, I'm sorry. My man in the LA Dodgers blue hat in the front row is my North Star. And...
Which one?
Wait a second.
Also, they're not wearing Dodgers gear.
Are there more?
I cannot assume that you are a man. I don't know you.
Yes.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know you.
Yes. Thank you.
These people.
Okay,
LA Dodgers.
Okay, so
do we have another question? I think they might be afraid. People might be afraid.
Don't be afraid. I'll never hurt you unless you're really fucked up.
Now, Shatira, you already got that motherfucker kicked out. Here you go.
Woo! Did he get kicked out? My bad.
They took him away after you took him away.
I'm not sorry. Okay.
That's your power. That's your power.
They honestly took him away about 10 minutes too late.
I love this look.
Yeah, they did.
I know.
You look so great.
I love this cat. Yeah. A butterfly.
You look so summer and lovely.
Yes, a butterfly captain. We're into it. Okay, she got her purse on her arm. You know the vibes.
I'm not putting my purse down at this show. Okay, so... This is not as deep a question, but I do think it's relevant to everyone on the panel and the hosts.
Ooh, wow.
So Naomi, my first... I saw Naomi when I was working at a comedy club in New York, and I was like, I need her to be my friend.
Wow.
And I was...
Look at us now!
Yes! And I was following you on Twitter, and I said, like, oh, I said, you know, whatever. I said that. And you were like, it was right after you moved to L.A. And I was like, I can't believe I didn't get to become friends with Naomi before she moved to L.A. And you tweeted back and you were like, there's always time. And I was like, oh, and you have proved to be like exactly as lovely as that. So thank you. But
thank you.
In relation to that,
with all of the drama of Twitter
and where is everybody going these days? I want to preface by saying I follow all of you on Twitter.
Wow.
And I need to know how to deal with the social pressure of joining threads when I would rather eat glass.
Okay.
Thank you. And where will you all be going?
Thank you for your bravery.
Is there social pressure?
Are y'all
going
to start? Please start.
Well,
I didn't know there was social pressure.
I'm not on threads. And I'm not going to be bullied. Not in my own home. Oh, and I've been screaming at her to join threats.
That's all you do.
All I do. All you do is yell at me, sun up to sundown.
You take out your gun and you go, you better join threats.
I joined threads yesterday, and I'll tell you why. Because I am a comedian and I want to work, and this entire industry is full of star fuckers. And I'm gonna be one of those LA people. I worked for Busy Phillips, and all those white bitches followed me on their Twitter, and they got me a blue check mark. I got like 20,000 white bitches following me because of Busy Phillips. And I got a blue check mark, and that helps me get jobs. I'm black, and I'm gay, and a woman, and they don't want to give me any fucking job, but they see a little check mark, they'll give me a little money. Right? They give me a little money, and I left Twitter because Elon's a fuck. But then this other billionaire fucked the billionaire, and the enemy of my enemy is my motherfucking friend. So he really got me. He really is smart. Zuckerberg is actually a genius. He's just an evil one. And Elon is not a genius. He's just an evil white man. And this is what happened. I found out that if I went to Threads, I can keep my little blue fucking check mark. And I'm going to be very famous one day, and I don't want anybody stealing my goddamn name. So I did it. And I don't go on there, and I don't plan on being there as much as I was on Twitter, but I didn't want anybody to steal my little blue fucking checkmark that I worked so fucking hard to get so I can get my fucking cash. And that's why I'm on Threads. Follow me.
Threads.
I'm whoring it out in LA, baby.
I mean, yeah. Nori, you make me laugh online. I feel like that's, I think that's how we met, or how I knew you before we met in person.
I'm funny on there. That's crazy.
Like, are you on all, right? Do you know what I mean? Because I was like, right? Because it's like, it's the blue sky. It's the thread. It's the rope. It's the bundle. It's the basket.
Friendster.
Oh, Friendster, I don't even know all those.
I don't know.
Are those real? So good. You smell so good. I have to say it in the microphone. You smell so good.
I appreciate that.
What is that?
Smell you?
It's Le Labo.
You smell good.
Italian marble.
Okay, Italian marble.
I've been writing for TV for 2 years.
Yes, honey.
Doing really well.
It smells good.
Will you be bullied? Will you be bullied into going on to a...
Well, can I tell you, my perspective of this is someone told me that you can't delete it.
No, you can't.
Yeah. So if you want to delete it, you have to delete Instagram.
You can deactivate it, the thread, and then keep your Instagram. So you can deactivate it. You just can't delete it. You can deactivate it. You just can't delete
it.
I went on a deep dive.
Right. Without deleting Instagram.
But deactivate it.
I feel like if I'm deleting threads, I'm probably deleting Instagram.
But also in this age of the internet, what you putting online that you don't want people to see? Because, honey, the time when I first got my fucking first like big TV job, I went on Twitter. I said, upload, archive, delete. And I'll tell y'all. Oh, no, I can't.
Big sign and the
Which one?
I was going to tell y'all two tweets that I was like, ooh.
Don't tell him. You deleted it.
It's streaming. It's streaming.
It's streaming.
Pause my daddy. I was like, no, baby, no.
Which one of these is best for my feet pics?
Oh, that's what Andy wants to know.
OnlyFans. Yeah, you're going to make some money.
Honestly, TikTok's going to be the best for your feet. TikTok? Reels. You'll put your feet on Reels, and on TikTok, and then it'll get to Reels in like 6 months. So you got to put your feet on TikTok.
Y'all have wiki feeds, right? I have a wiki feed.
Quit bragging.
No.
Quit bragging.
What's your rating?
I'm trying to be like you one day.
But I inflated it. I told people to rate me good. I give them toes every now and then. I give them toes. You know?
Paul, you're on it. Be careful. I thought you were fall off the back
honey,
of this.
I'm very acrobatic.
Naturally. I've literally heard a sentence that, like, never heard a sentence that surprised me less. Do you know what I mean? Like, Lacey, like, I'm very acrobatic. I'm like, naturally. I don't dispute.
You're gonna put this foot on my head, honey. Like, you wanna see?
You got what?
I'll do it. You know what? I will. I don't know why, but I'm gonna do it.
What are we doing? No. I missed it. I've lost partial here. Oh.
Wow.
Amazing.
For free?
Wow.
I got...
Okay, my turn.
Yeah.
Never.
I could never do that. Y'all gonna have to wheel me out.
Paul, where are you at? I think you sign up for all of them.
I was oddly invited to Threads before it was open to the public. I was there when there were only 1,000 people on it, and it was really
weird. What's your number?
1,222.
Damn. My number's like 6 million some fucking bullshit.
But where were you on the SAG letter?
Oh, man.
Were you in the first 300? You know what I love
it. Is it?
What I would say is this. You can control whatever the fuck you put on the internet. Like, that's the other thing, too. You can reveal as little or as much as you want. Like, and I feel like
I don't
you
have
can
self-control. I'm sorry.
I promote the show on Threads.
Here's what I will say, though. We do need another platform for organizing.
Absolutely.
Like, mm-hmm. Feels like a weird brag, but not a brag. I've organized a lot with Black Lives Matter and with Melina Abdullah. Like, everyone who created that, it was 3 queer black women. And I know there's been a lot of controversy with Patrice Cullors, if you know, you know. But, like, when it came to, like, spreading information
Absolutely.
Or doing, like, Twitter threads or spamming, mm-hmm. like, we've bullied a lot of motherfuckers out of doing stupid-ass shit on Twitter. We bullied them. And listen, I'm not a bully, but I do love comedy, and I do love roasting bitches. So, like, when you get to roast bitches in the name of a good cause, bitch, sign me up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there, right? So we love that. So it's like we're losing a platform that helped us do that, helped us organize, helped us get together, helped us know what was going on in Absolutely. The fucking world when we otherwise would have had no fucking idea. Like, I'm not trying to lose that kind of platform. So it's like, if we got to go to Spill or Blue Sky,
Mastodon, a thread.
Well, my whole thing is, like, you know, people are on threads. Like, well, how does this work? Exactly like Twitter.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same fucking thing.
That's why Elon's trying to sue it.
I know. It's like they're literally like, oh, I don't get it.
But
I'm
honestly,
like,
I love that. Because when I got on Twitter as a teenager, it was like, what the fuck is this? We didn't even used to at people. That's why I had to upload my whole timeline and delete it.
Sorry, as a teenager? Like, yeah, Twitter was around when you were a teenager?
Lacey's young.
When I was 18.
Yeah,
Twitter. I think, like,
yeah, it's been around like a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
The internet wasn't around when I was a teenager.
I know. You're
everyone's at their age. Like, everyone's at their age.
It was everyone's like, at their age, Nori. Thank you.
But it was like, let's pull up. So I feel like we all have to collectively decide which space is going to work for us, because we still need it as collective organizing and bargaining as human beings. It's worked so much and so well for us. So, you know, let's feel all these
bitches
out.
Threads, because it's got 23 million people. Or 30 million people in 24 hours.
30 million.
Yeah, so it's that's where it's going to be.
And I'm not going to lie, it was so easy. It was like, you already got an Instagram, press this button and all your shit. I ain't have to put no new shit.
I don't like the monopoly of it all.
It was great.
As a scammer, I do not like the monopoly of it all. Like, I like that we had Twitter for bullshit. We had Instagram for other bullshit. Like, I don't like it all being tied up together in one fucking bow. It's like,
what about eHarmony? I think that could be a place we could kind of
take action.
Take action.
Who here has found a lover through eHarmony?
Are you a black woman with a white man? Did you find them from eHarmony?
No,
let us know.
No.
That's all their commercials. Always be a black woman with a white man. They'd be like, woo, woo.
No, I will tell you, I think eHarmony. I signed up eHarmony.
What? When?
Before your time. But when I tell you, it is like the longest application where you have to answer all these questions. So I do this. It took, I want to say, over an hour. And literally it said, once it was like, boop, 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 boop. It was like, unfortunately, you are one of the 3% of people that cannot be matched.
What?
It is black women.
Wait, Naomi, you was in a commercial like, woo.
Black women. It's black women and Asian men are the least likely to be matched or to find.
That's why we gotta get together.
But like eHarmony's whole thing was like, we're scientific, we're not like the other apps.
No.
You know, and they were like,
scientifically,
we have a
they
system.
Hate me. Yeah.
Science is racist.
Yeah.
Well, that's
science,
true.
Yeah, that's
science
true
said
too.
No, you will die.
That's
alone.
The reason why, if you black, you know, if you go into the bathroom and they got that automatic hand washing and you gotta show the palm of your hand because the black side don't work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Don't show
you
up.
Can't show this. You gotta show this to get it to turn on.
You gotta
on the
get
sink.
A piece of toilet paper and put
it
on.
Yeah, it's
there.
In everything. It's
put it
literally
in your hand
in
a little
everything.
Square so you can get some something to dry your hands off.
We have time.
For one more?
For one more question.
There. Oh, see a hand.
You're gonna come? You're gonna
listen,
come in there?
You did not come here to play. You said,
hi.
I want it.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Keys on her
oh, wow. Facing the room.
I have
also,
to.
These keys on your belt, very utility.
I'm a lesbian.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, so I'll make this super quick. So I met my partner in the pandemic.
Is she with you here?
She's right here, baby.
This is the future liberals want.
Truly. So I met my partner in the pandemic, and my sister lives in San Diego, but she lived in LA during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So this is an issue with COVID consciousness. My sister's...
Yes.
Younger than I am, she didn't really care too much about COVID as it happens. So when we first started dating, we had a tough time communicating and getting together with her. Mm-hmm. She didn't understand a lot of COVID. Long story short, fast forward to now, you know, 3 years later, she's still having a problem with me and her because she told me that she said, Teresa, I need your girlfriend to be friends with me. Like, I need you. Yeah, like, I need her to like me.
How old is she?
She's 26 and I'm 30. So she's still in her, like, 20s.
She has
zero. True. She has zero therapists.
She sure can't throw hands.
Listen.
I know.
I don't even go out very much. I'm out today and I'm making
money.
I know. I'm in the bed.
Is
right
her imaginary
now.
Sister who ain't here? God damn.
Yeah.
So she wants to be friends.
So I think she's just having a problem because she thinks that, like, her and my girlfriend aren't close. But I think it's an issue because, like, the only things that she tells us is, like, how terrible her dates go and, like, all the straight men that
she's
dating.
She needs a therapist.
So, I don't know. I guess my question is, like, My problem is that I feel very much in the middle of this. You know, it's like my girlfriend and like my sister who I'm truly best friends with.
Now, did your girlfriend not fuck with her? Because that's what you're giving.
So, no, she does.
She
does.
She just left. She just doubled over her left. Wait a minute.
Come up here. Come up. Okay, no, I'm fine.
Wait, she said she come up.
She
will
talk, but not on mic.
Also, okay. She makes bad decisions, and again, she's in her early 20s, so we, you know, I'm not going to be like, here's what you should do.
She's it's in
not
her late 20s.
Yeah,
right.
No,
not late.
That's too early.
Mid
that's
to early. Late.
Okay. Yeah.
As a freshly in their 30s.
Yeah, I think you like her, but it's just, it's hard because she just doesn't understand.
I don't judge people until 27.
Saturn returns.
I don't go very hard on them.
Saturn returns.
My mom say you ain't grown till you're 30.
Okay. Yeah.
So your question definitively is like you're in the middle of this.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of this, and I don't want them. I don't need them to be best friends.
Correct.
But I just don't want there to be like anonymity because
this is what I don't understand. Okay, I have to just clarify.
Please.
So your sister's in San Diego, couple hours away. It ain't like she's trying to hang out all the time.
So she lived in LA for most of the pandemic.
Right,
so
but she's not here anymore.
She's not here anymore, yeah. But
like,
she,
I guess I'm kind of wondering what kind of relationship is she looking for?
For sure, for sure.
Does she want to drive up every weekend and hang out?
So me and my girlfriend live together, and she thinks it's okay to just like call and be like, hey, I'm coming up.
I see.
That's a different story.
There's a lot to this, so I shouldn't.
That's the real question.
I think your sister's the problem.
Yeah. I guess my question is like, it's just boundaries, you know?
Therapy people. Yeah, I'm a boundary bitch. And I'll say something, and then everybody will hit it, and then we'll move on. I'll say this. I think that your sister wants to be best friends with your partner because you like your partner so much. And I think that that is a thing that there's a bit of jealousy. And I think that there is the kid sister aspect of it. Yeah. But I also think that there is something inherent in us to want someone who does not love us to love us. And I don't know your partner, but your partner set a very firm boundary when they said, I do not want to talk in the microphone. And I was know what, baby? You ain't got to talk to me.
I'll take it a step further. You're the eldest?
I'm middle.
But so you're older than her.
I'm older than her, yeah.
But you're mediating.
Yeah. So I'm technically not the eldest, but in the realm
but I be
of
telling
family,
people what to do.
I'm the Kim K of my family.
Yeah.
Middle Kim K.
Is Kim in the middle?
But I will fight you after this. But
I love violence.
But listen, gays can fight each other. It's pride. But I will say there is a responsibility that kind of comes. You feel it, right? When you're older than your sibling and you feel in charge of them and you feel like whatever dumbass shit that they're doing, it falls on your shoulders and you're like, please stop fucking up. Like, and you become the prodigal child. I, this year, through therapy again, relinquished those ties. Quick story, my sister was moving. She went to the same school that I went to on scholarship. And the same scholarship that I went on, actually not the same.
Okay.
I guess they're not giving out the same money no more. They gave me full tuition. I guess they gave her partial. I don't know. But I called the financial aid office.
Sister Slam.
Kim K.
Slam.
Kim K.
But I called the financial aid. I called the financial aid office and had friends there and got her more money. So, listen.
Wow, can you make some calls?
Black people get that vote too. But she ended up not liking it there and then moving back, and she needed to move back, and like all these boxes and shit she needed to move. She was trying to have me do it, so I had my assistant help her. And then she wanted me to pay for it. I was like, wait a minute. I got parents who birthed this motherfucker. I didn't do this. They gonna pay for this shit. And I was like, it was the first time in my life where I was like, nah, like, I'm not your parent. I am your sister. So you can treat her like a friend. And I will tell you, on the back end, when you put that boundary up between you and your badass black girlfriend who refused to come up here, that she will accept it. And I know that there's a fear that you think, like, if you say no, when you've never said no, that they won't come back to you. But they fucking will.
because you're a good fucking person and she wants to be with you and around you, so she's still gonna come motherfucking back. So say no, put that wall up. She can't be driving out here all willy-nilly. She can make plans. Like, put that wall up and she will come back to you with plans, and she will show up the way that you want her to show up, because you have always shown up in the way that has been wonderful in her life, and she knows that, and she has that proof. Now, she might push back a little bit. Listen, my sister cussed me out when I said I ain't paying for these goddamn boxes. $1,000 for some boxes, nigga, please. But
that's the business to get in, selling boxes. Every time I gotta buy boxes, so much money for boxes. I'll bring it back. I'll give these Amazon boxes back. Why do I have to take them?
So she'll come back to you. So put the wall up.
Yes, build that wall. Right, everyone? Chant. Come on, let's chant.
Wall.
Right?
Build a wall. Right? Build a wall.
Build that wall.
Threads.
Can I also just...
Like, threads.
Build that wall. Threads.
Threads.
I also want to just tag on to this. I don't know if this totally... I think you're 100% right, but I also think when you're young like that, you expect, oh, your girlfriend is going to be my friend. That's not the way shit works. Sometimes you hate your family members, like not your family members, like the spouses or whatever, your partners. Sometimes you just can stand them. Sometimes you genuinely like them, but it's not a given. It's sort of like you just hope you can stand them.
I will say this too, and I find this a lot with my partner. In queer relationships, people think that like, oh, so we're like all girls, so we should all hang out. And it's like, if that was a man, your sister would not be trying to be best friends with your man.
Huh.
Wow. And it's very, very, very queer specific, I believe. Yeah. This is also my queer specific for like lesbians or women or femme women. Because like, people will be like, you and your girlfriend come. And I'll be like, why the fuck is she coming?
Yes, I would.
She don't want to come. You're my friend.
But I can tell from your vibe that you're a nice person, that you take care of your family. And so don't be scared to put up a boundary, because everything you've done in your life before this is going to be the path that everyone sees, and they're going to recognize that. And so if you put up boundaries, maybe there's a little pushback, but at the end of the day, they're going to come back to you and they're going to love you more for it, because you are who you are. So you good.
You're doing it with love, right? I mean, that's another thing too. You're not doing it with anger.
And love wins.
With love.
Build that wall with love.
And if things get weird,
with love.
And if things get weird, beat her ass.
Yes.
I mean, yes, of course. Yes.
Me and my bad bitch black girlfriend go be on our own with love. Okay.
Well, I think there's no better way.
Yes.
That's our show, everyone. That is our wonderful
night.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so much. Shantira Jackson, Nori Reed, Lacey Mosey, Paul Shear, Permanent Records, Sam Varela.
Zach, thank you.
You guys are all wonderful. Thank you so much for coming out. Get home safe. You're the best.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.